About 100 USU students and Cache Valley citizens waved signs and chanted their support of Dreamers, or children who are DACA recipients. Eric Keel, who was the vice president of the USU Democrats and a passionate supporter of DACA, started off the rally.
I love you guys all dearly, and I promise you, if anyone tries to take you out of your homeland, the United States of America, I will stand in front of those people, and they will have to take me too. That is how much I believe in this. That is how much I love you. I will fight for your rights. This country is not mine. This country is ours. Thank you.
Q wasn't alone in sharing a personal experience.
I grew up not knowing that I was undocumented, that I was different.
That's Sofia Rodriguez-Walter. She's a DACA recipient born in Argentina, but has lived in the U.S. for the last 14 years.
Being told that, you know, I'm not allowed to work, or I'm not allowed to have a driver's license, or I'm not allowed to go to get higher education, or to be in this country, that I should leave, is a really scary feeling, because it's the only home I know.
The last few weeks have been difficult for Rodriguez-Walter, but having her peers rally together in support gives her a glimpse of hope.
These sort of events are really important, and they mean a lot to me, and I know they mean a lot to the undocumented community. We can make a difference. I think that if we share our stories and we raise awareness of who we are and why we're here, and that we are a part of the American life, that we are Americans, that all we really want is to be able to live in this country and contribute to this country and be a part of it.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Allison Berg.